Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 4 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone, the middle of the country, the south middle of the country.
Oh, yes.
Kind of like the dangly bits of the country, possibly.
Florida is me bollocks, it is.
If it ain't that time, if it, you know, whatever, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun. Streaming on the Crab Diving Network for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at the iTunes, at the Stitcher,
or
crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, under whatever circumstances you are listening to us.
I'm animated. I'm alive.
We appreciate the tap dancing fuck out of it. We are going to be here for the next couple of hours. There's some news going on.
Nine!
Politics. And some right-wing bullshittery. Lots of right-wing bullshittery, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I'm really trying to just... It's impossible, but I'm trying to find non-Trump news.
Your name is Patrick Vile.
Oh, your name is Ryan Pfeiffer.
Thank you. I know.
Comedian extraordinaire.
Oh, yes. I did stand-up comedy last night in a venue that used to house the guy...
That's amazing.
...that designed the Confederate flag...
There's a plaque. That's the reason you know this, by the way.
According to a fucking plaque.
It's commemorated.
Is that a war memorial? Not really.
No.
The guy that made something lived here.
It's like the guy who designed the uniforms lived here.
I mean, without that guy, what would we put on our... what would racists put on their cufflinks?
Meanwhile, a clothing designer... I mean...
Oh, yes? What do you mean?
Maybe great-great-great-great-grandfather Beauregard was...
it is
like
Aunt...
the men type, also.
Aunt Beauregard, perhaps. I don't know.
That there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all, man. But you...
Stereotyping. Horribly.
Let's get real for a second. Funny, and now we'll put out... We should put out a poll. You know, you can put out a poll on Facebook. Like, we can poll the audience.
Polls on Facebook? I know we could probably get kicked off.
Do you think the Confederate flag was designed by a gay man? Yes or no?
I don't know.
It's just an X with stars on it.
Even for me
to suggest that the flag is not flamboyant enough to be designed by a gay person is, in fact, homophobic and stereotypical and shitty to say. I apologize.
Follow us on the Facebook at Crab Diving on Facebook. Tweet us during the show, CRABDIVING, Crab Diving. I don't know if I put it on our Facebook or my Facebook. But a photograph of the new encampment in the back, the soon-to-be even more bitchin' backyard.
Oh, yeah. The redneck white trash lawn furniture is on its way from Amazon, by the way.
But I put a picture of it, and there was one comment that I was both, it made me crack up, almost spit take.
Yes.
And I was offended by, I guess.
Right.
I don't know. But the only response was, hashtag needs a gay.
Oh.
And then he said, on my way.
On your way.
It's our friend Brooke from New York.
Get here, dude. You're not coming here. Don't lie.
He's not going
to
come here.
You're not going to come to the fucking
probably
panhandle.
Send decoration ideas maybe over the internet.
I thought you were going to say emissaries.
Oh, well, who knows what's going on?
We have emissaries en route. Oh, shit.
Rain here today. Still getting used to that stuff. I like it still.
It's water from the sky.
It is. It's the breast drizzle of angels.
Oh, my God. But was that Faithless Friday? We heard Jim and Tammy Faye Baker lose their mind over those angels.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Mean, God.
And that charlatan on the panel with them who pointed to Lori Baker and said, "You have an angel right now. He's right there over your left shoulder."
Ah!
And she was, "Wow. Oh, wow."
Some people's angel is somebody else's pink elephant, tripping. Right? Isn't that what you see when you're drunk?
Maybe they put the wrong kind of mushrooms in one of those buckets of food that they were selling.
And oh, yeah.
all those old white heifers are tripping.
Let me tell you something. Order some of those buckets of food. They got psychedelics mixed into that shitty food. I'm all about it.
It's the only way it's palatable. Acceptable.
Right. Yes.
I think you were starting earlier to say if you're going to buy shit.
Oh, go to Amazon.com/crabdiving if you want to buy something to sit on while you watch Schittler have some weird-ass cabinet meeting.
Or buy something to wear when you're sitting on someone.
Oh, yes. Or nothing.
Or whatever. No. Whatever you're into.
Right.
They have lube, I'm sure, on Amazon.
I didn't actually see the cabinet meeting, but I read about it. And it just...
I couldn't. I had to turn it off.
It sounds bizarre.
Yeah, it was making my ears explode. It really was just a circle jerk.
You know, I asked...
With everybody reaching for one jerk to jerk.
Everybody's jerking the same jerk. Listen, and I'm
a pioneer!
I'm asking the audience, I very well could just throw out the window and just ask outside, why the fuck did you elect this dude?
Yeah, we keep asking that question.
We went to that...
oh, this is spectacular, by the way.
We were hanging out with probably some... I mean, what do you think? Do you think that Aussie cover band...
You know, it's hard to tell. It's definitely the whitest thing I've been to since I probably lived in Wisconsin.
How many people were there, do you think, if you had to guess? 300?
No, less than that, like 100.
100? And yeah. Okay, so that makes it easy. So 2% of the people there were of color, because I only saw two black people there.
Oh, did you?
No, yeah, wait.
I just saw one.
And the bass player for that one band was the Filipino dude. Why? They were in the room.
But they're not going right. to leave the... They're not going to leave the... Yeah.
You can't count the band.
The band gets a pass.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah.
The brown people in the band get a pass.
Listen, if you're an old Aussie fan, you probably voted Trump. Probably.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It was hard to read. It was definitely a fascinating fucking crowd because there were older. It was just a bizarre crowd. It really was just a bizarre crowd, white as fuck.
Yeah,
but there were like business guys who you could tell are still trying to grasp to the Sabbath.
No, right.
Right. But, you know, they got their T-shirts tucked into their shorts and shit. You know,
absolutely.
It's just not rocking. They ain't rocking.
They probably have a love affair with the N-word.
Well,
amongst
their golfing
buddies.
Right.
Sure, yeah. Why not?
Unless the caddies within earshot.
Then how the fuck could they like Black Sabbath, man, and Ozzy? That music's badass. How are there so many racists Black Sabbath?
Honestly, that's why I don't know. I mean, I didn't see any Trump hats. I didn't see anything other than the profound whiteness of people, or there were a couple tatted. There were a couple younger, skinheadier, tatted kind of dudes. I didn't get close enough to study their tattoos to see if it was
our neighbor,
white supremacy or stuff or anything. I don't think it was our neighbor. I think I was just really drunk.
Really? I thought, well, you know. Oh, geez.
But I do have to say, I'm... not a big heavy metal guy, you know. I mean, I think I'm on the Sabbath, the Black Sabbath, you know. Okay, Mom, I'm going home.
You've got that.
You know, I mean. And,
but you've got
and,
that Rancid shirt.
Crazy Train and stuff like that. But, God damn, I had fun at that show. It was fucking awesome. My ears were still ringing.
Oh, I know, dude. They kept saying, though, if you guys don't know this, if you aren't mouthing the words to this Aussie song, then you're a poser and you can leave.
Yeah, we're going to beat the fuck out of you.
These guys are going to... We're going to have a bunch of Trumpalo Aussie fans pull their piece.
But really, the average age, I wasn't worried at all about. Most of those guys there who were...
Knives.
We thought
knives and guns.
We thought the people that were there that like ran to the front to grab onto the rail were like right. big fans. I just think they couldn't stand for 2 hours without leaning on the rail.
That's a good one. Knives and Guns, though.
But
what
a lot of
think?
Fun. And Palafox.
Right.
Big
Great
thumbs
band.
Up to, I think, a local Pensacola heavy metal band.
They're badass.
That were fucking awesome.
I gotta
yeah.
see them again.
I gotta say, for a non typically heavy metal fan, I was sold. It was I had a fucking fun evening.
What is it?
It was a good time. Vinyl's awesome. It's a good venue here in Pensacola.
I was walking down the street last night in Mobile.
Mobile.
Hey, fuck you. And I overheard this bit. Barner's.
Wait, uh-oh. What
did they say? No, not really. Barner is under fucking rated. The band Foreigner. Foreigners. It could be really misunderstood.
I see.
This guy was all about Foreigner. I mean, people love the rock and roll down here.
Because you're probably not going to hear Foreigners are underrated.
No.
With that accent.
No
offense.
Might hear something else. Fuck you.
We can get to the headlines, see what's going on out in the world right now.
Hey.
For these mainstream
right.
media characters to get all
we
read up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tour, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Oh, yes.
Pensacola, Florida.
Not deep enough.
Dateline 6. 12. 17.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Glare on my screen.
Oh, really?
I was temporarily unaware of the date.
Date, adjust the sun. Do it.
I apologize.
I'm a pioneer. I'm a pioneer. I like to eat. I like to eat.
I do.
Listen, definitely that Aussie thing. Lots of Alex Jones fans. Most definitely.
Yes. There were kids there, too. A couple of kids. It's very bizarre. We had to wear fucking...
Armbands.
Arm goddamn bands because of the... A couple people brought kids inexplicably.
Listen to me. You look at that crowd, and did you see all the people in armbands letting everyone know you're old enough to drink? Not necessary. Waste of plastic. Nobody needed a wristband. Yeah, everybody at the Aussie cover show is over 21, stupid.
Neither of us, by the way, got carded, so.
Oh, yeah.
For our stuff.
Yeah, well, shit. Fuck that guy. It's Fuck insensitive. Florida. Hey, listen, if you listen to the show and see us out about in your service industry or service, you're in the service, if some reason you want to card me. I tip people. Honestly,
that's a smart thing to do.
I will tip you more.
See, in LA, they know that shit. You flatter.
No, God.
So somebody can look like
they were
dragged behind a bus for 70 years. You're still going to get, you're probably still going to get carded.
Listen, I'll tip you in L.A. if you keep that shitty personality to yourself. I don't want your poison.
Don't talk to me.
Yeah. Really?
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Hey,
HuffPost.
Suck my dick.
The headline says, this is great news today.
Yes.
More Schadenfreude.
Nine.
Of the suffering.
Yes.
Of our Schittler in chief.
The suffering of Schittler.
Donald J. Trump is probably sad face right now.
Nobody gives
sadder
a shit.
Sadder than usual face.
Nobody gives a shit about Schittler, baby.
Because the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Oh, no.
Took a big Cleveland steamer with no plastic.
Which would be a hot Carl.
I apologize for my failed terminology.
Yeah, you know, on NPR they have a section every week where they go through their retractions and all their misspeaks throughout
their
the
errata.
Week.
Speaking of lawsuits for the Ninth Circuit, they just came out.
They say the following errors occurred this week in the shows, and they go through all the things. Patrick Vile crab diving referred to a Cleveland steamer without the plastic, which would in fact be a hot Carl. Thanks to all the listeners that emailed in with corrections.
That's probably a correction we would get.
Actually, I'm just
crab diving.
Yeah, right. I'm just being an asshole.
Not the GDP is 2.7% of that. No, nothing like that. Hey, you don't know what a hot Carl is, you pussies.
Or they'd be like, hey, you guys said so-and-so was a co-star of Hogan's Hero way back when. You're wrong. I'm never listening to you again.
And we appreciate all of your corrections.
Yes. Shit, yeah, dude. Traffic is traffic, baby, even if you're hating.
Donald Trump's tweets come back to bite him in travel ban ruling, it says over at the HuffPost.
I don't understand. What happened to the winning? We were supposed to see shit tons of winning, and I'm not seeing a lot of fucking winning.
I'm sorry, I was momentarily monitoring what's going out on
the show. Good. How does it sound, by the way?
I think it sounds okay, but I'm still getting weird. My twiddling didn't work.
No.
So we're still getting weird shit.
Shit.
We're going to
sack
somebody else.
I appreciate the twiddling. You know, listen, I forgot what I was saying. Fucking something about
Trump. Travel tweets come back to bite him.
What happened to the winning? I was told over and over by this dickhead there would be shit tons of winning.
Well, that was part of that creepy cabinet meeting today, the Stepford cabinet meeting.
Yes.
Where they were sitting around and the opening part, I had to turn the sound down. I couldn't listen to him. He was listing all their great wins that they've had. Of course, Gorsuch. And it was jizz and vag juice fountains all around.
Right.
Although there's probably two women in that room. And
usually a fountain, you throw a coin in, you make a wish. But if you, this coin, that fountain can give you AIDS.
Well, squirters.
Right.
Of both kinds. Be required for fountaining, right?
Right.
No dribblers.
Big syphilis lake.
Work on those
yummy
kegels, everybody.
Right. Swim in it.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit upheld the block on Trump's executive order seeking a 90-day travel ban. Meanwhile, how many times has he tried for 90 days? Like, it's been 140 days that he's been in office, 40-something.
God. And that guy, that little Nazi twink, weirdo.
Oh, that narrows it down.
Stephen Miller. You know,
twink. Yes. Okay.
You know, he said,
not Jeff Bosesh.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he's
God.
Hardly a twink.
He's like a little leprechaun twink, don't you
What's
think?
What's an old twink?
Jeff Bosesh. I mean, you can't get much older than him.
Is there a term for that, though? In
sort of particle dust.
Twink is a young little dude,
a
right?
Twunk. Twunk.
I don't know what an older twink is.
I know what it is. A twunkle.
Nice.
Fuck you, Jeff Bo.
In doing so, the court even cited one of Trump's tweets.
Oh, shit.
And the fact that the White House acknowledged last week that those tweets can be considered official statements of the administration. So,
what a fucking idiot.
When one of the toadies was like, yes, you know, what the president says is what he says, an official statement. Now his tweets can be used and are again him in a court of law.
No. What the fuck is this guy thinking about, man? He's a fucking idiot. I mean,
nothing.
I don't understand how the people that support him allow him to tweet like this. Does it really take a genius to know that when a president tweets, I'm not even talking about legal shit. You would know that your tweet means more.
He doesn't get it.
Right. I mean, my God, when,
it's the only love he gets.
Yeah, that's true. Which is the only love he gets from Twitter.
And even then, I saw an article today about the daily battle.
Twunkle.
To be one of the first people to respond to him.
Oh, yeah.
And respond well, because you'll get thousands, possibly tens of thousands of retweets and upvotes and shit if you can get in there fast enough.
Oh,
shit. So a lot of people have alerts set. So that when he tweets right away, their phone vibrates and
fuck.
You know, some of them have shit ready.
Kate, monitor that for us, okay? Just
but almost never are the top couple of tweets positive. Like it's never, we love you, Donald, and we want to nuzzle under
what
your
do you think
foreskin.
That is it because he's a fucking?
He's probably cut.
Horrendous. This circumcised motherfucker, is it his racism that people hate, his sexism, his misogyny, his Islamophobia?
A and B or B and C?
I'm trying to figure
A-N-D.
Out. Let us know. All what do you hate most about him? What do you hate most about Trump?
Me?
Yeah. You ever think about that? I mean, I just blindly hate the motherfucker. But let's get specific for a second. It's got to be the racist shit, you know?
I think, I mean, the kind of the authoritarian shit, it really makes me crazy. I mean, all of it kind of falls under one grand narcissist umbrella, but
so irritating.
Really, him thinking his profound ignorance going in there, thinking that he'd be able to run it like a CEO of a company where he whatever he says is done.
Well, maybe this is how he runs a company, like shit.
It is. He runs. He gets he horribly gets warring factions to battle for his adulation and his approval.
Right.
That's his fucked up version of running a company.
You know, this sort of I got in a bit of a fit of rage while you were in the shower before the show today. I was tweeting out previous episodes and I was reading through the summary, and that people in this country have any listen. There's no white genocide because there's diversity on the bridge of the Star Trek fucking Enterprise, okay? Or whatever fucking spaceship. You know that story. Everybody lost their fucking mind. Yeah. God, I mean, don't you think Trump America leads to this kind of shit all of a sudden? You got to, you know, somebody, there's a person of color on the Starship Enterprise. Now these Trumpalos start bitching. White genocide.
The main captain is an Asian woman, and there's a gay character, and they're all butthurt.
Right. Nope. Why are you...
Not there's anything wrong with him.
Why are they so racist and sexist? I mean, I can get how you could have mistaken ideas about the economy and think, you know... But the racism... I mean, can you really be that ignorant to think somebody, just because their skin color is different, is less than you? That's nuts.
I don't get it. Yeah.
Or if they have,
I can't comprehend it.
Or if they have inside fun parts.
Right.
What the fucking fuck, dude? It's just stupidity. Like if I.
I've got the fire of human liberty. I've got the fire of human liberty. Fire of human
liberty. Do you think we would have gotten beaten up if we would have showed up at that Ozzy concerts with I'm with her t-shirts?
I don't know. We
might have.
I still don't know what the Aussie crowd might be liberal as fuck. I don't know.
You think that's a Hillary crowd?
I didn't feel uncomfortable. I didn't feel.
No, well.
I didn't feel.
We're white.
Well, right. We were camoed in. No, I was wearing my rancid t-shirt.
We did feel uncomfortable because there were a few moments when these people, they start doing that. What's that rock and roll thing in the air? The two fingers?
Well, we didn't feel uncomfortable.
No. But didn't you feel like every once in a while, I mean, you know, is this are we a fucking white supremacy thing? Because the way they were waving their
cultish.
Fists, it seemed real German, the way they were waving their fists in the air. And I every once in a while, and maybe just because I was like sitting here thinking about it, like I would catch some blonde dude with his fist in the air and be like, that doesn't look correct. It doesn't look right. Where are we?
I don't know. The Aussie crowd could be as liberal as fuck. I really could not tell.
Yeah. Libertarian, probably, right?
Probably a lot of that going on.
A lot of guns.
No, the guns thing. Yeah. I could see probably several of those guys.
Hell yeah, pussy.
Open carrying.
I ain't going to get killed by Al-Qaeda in Pensacola, Florida.
At an Aussie tribute band.
Oh, yes.
Blizzard of Ozzy, by the way. Go see them. They're awesome. And if you do get a chance to see Palafox anywhere,
yeah,
really great. Really good.
Yeah, really good.
Really good heavy metal band. So there you go. The judge has quoted a tweet from Trump.
Yes.
Which he twaddled out just a week ago.
Right.
Which said the U.S. needs, all caps, a travel ban. Remember? That was his, I'm calling it a travel ban. Fuck you all. I don't care. And then his toadies were like, it's not a travel ban. No, it's not a travel ban.
The only thing I can figure, if you're a lawyer, I would look at Trump and I would say, listen, here's the only way out of this. I'm going to be the one guy that's not going to bullshit you. We have to make people think you are mentally ill. So, you know, just know that at some point you got to show up at one of these press conferences, take off your pants and take a shit and like.
See, I think he is mentally ill.
Megyn Kelly's mouth.
I think his mental illness won't allow him.
Yes.
To do that.
See, is that
like he's not going to disappear. Right. You know, they're not going to fake his death. They're not going to because his narcissism won't allow him to do that. He's got to find a way out.
He's got to win.
That he wins in some way.
God. Well, good luck with that, because Schindler, I'm not seeing a lot of winning.
But he's already laying the groundwork. I mean, today at that cabinet meeting, all he talked about a couple of times was Oh, my, the Democrats are obstructionists. They're obstructing. They're, you know, we could put out the bestest healthcare plan ever. We could put the best chocolate cake in front of them, and they would still say no, because they're obstructionists.
Oh, yeah, and there's that little clause where you want to bring back slavery. Nobody wants that either.
What a whiny fuck. No Republican can ever call anyone an obstructionist
from
this era. As long as Mitch fucking Turtleface is still alive, no one can ever call anyone an obstructionist as long as that man is still slithering around the planet.
I think the American people should get an attaboy for suffering through the GOP without rushing into the streets and just starting ripping people's skulls right out of their fucking faces. If you think about, like, I mean, it's amazing. Think about all the unarmed, innocent black people shot by cops, tons of protests, no violence really, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's kind of fucking amazing. We have a whole party that hasn't done jack fucking shit in how many years? When was the last thing? Right. These crickets are like, I do more than
please
the
clap.
Oh,
please
I do
clap.
Is sit around rubbing my fucking legs together. Wait, right? The fuck?
They're very slender.
You're talking about crickets.
Yes.
Not the GOP.
Crickets are in good shape. Mm.
But they don't do anything. That you're right. They got a lot of nerve to say anything. They don't do shit.
So that's the headline over at the Huffington Post that our commander in shit,
hello,
Donald J. Trump,
commander and shit,
has lost again with his travel ban of Muslim type people.
But it's not a travel ban.
Hey, Donald J. Trump. Do hereby call.
Right. There's no way to defend this guy ever in like court or anything. He's just saying, like, what is he saying? Let me go to Twitter.
Right. And now his fucking tweets are being used as law. I mean, in law cases. This is what the president tweeted. This is what the president's view is. And this new one.
Yes.
This new court case.
Okay.
Didn't even use the same reason why this travel ban's a big steaming pile of shit.
Oh, it's a new thing.
They brought up a new reasoning. The last one that shot it down said it was unconstitutional, but these guys went farther and said it was illegal. Like, it broke laws already.
No shit.
That were there.
God. So why...
It's a three-judge panel. It was it was unanimous with all three.
Right.
The executive order, which barred travel to the U.S. from six predominantly Muslim countries, will remain blocked as it works its way through the colon that is our system.
Do you think Trump ever considered for Supreme Court justice? This is going to sound nuts. Judge Judy.
Sure.
I mean, really, why not? Why not a judge from reality
Think
television?
Of the ratings. Why don't they have that televised? Think of the ratings they would get.
Judge
like,
Joe
know,
Brown?
He's going to ask about Spicy's ratings versus, because Spicy was miraculously back today.
Yes.
Sarah Huckabee, I don't know, busy. And but she,
right.
You know, Trump's going to be like, who had the better ratings? Who had the better ratings?
Well, what about Spicy today? I mean, listen, you got to hand it to the guy. I've never heard tap dancing. Mental tap dancing like he did.
Craven.
I mean, when they say, why doesn't he just say, well, he's got evidence that he's not lying and Comey is or something. And
the tapes. If the president has these tapes, why is he not producing them?
Well, I'm going to in a minute, in a few minutes.
In a brief period of time. What? In a short period of time. And they said, when, Mr. President? In a short period of time. And
that,
then
I don't get it.
But then another reporter said, well, when? And he off the cuff kind of said, you'll be very disappointed when you hear. Which tells me there are no tapes.
Right.
That he was lying. He was, you know,
he's
he
just stringing us along,
it
man.
Was, what if? If I were Comey, I would hope there's no tapes of our conversations.
Hey, Schittler, let me know when you're speaking in creepy hyperbole and when you're fucking not.
No, I think there probably were tapes.
He burned them.
Yeah, because they absolutely 100% proved Comey right. And then there's a whole bunch of other tapes out there of a whole lot worse, I think, that they're scrambling.
How can the tapes be totally burnt, though? Because you know there aren't physical tapes. These are MP3s and these are files.
Yeah, they bleached them. He called Hillary. You know that bleaching thing that you use? What did you do?
I mean, you know, it really is infuriating. It's just infuriating to think about the way he maligned Hillary, talked about her untrustworthiness, how she can't be trusted with classified information. You told Duterte where the fucking sub was, you fucking asshole.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Shit. Give me another cup of coffee. Kate.
So that's your headline over there. Let's see what the drudgies are dredging up over there.
It's like he can play Battleship for real. That's what he told him. He's like, we can actually play battleships with real battleships, Duterte.
That's kind of what he's doing. He's been playing Monopoly. They all have.
He's playing pocket pool. He doesn't have a thought in his fucking head. He's just sitting in the corner playing with his fucking balls.
Gross.
Thinking of racist shit all the time.
Over at the Drudge Repo.
Fuck you.
The headline over there in, you know, small words usually. Yeah. Seriously? So the top story on all the networks right now, all the real networks right now.
Yes.
Is the Ninth Circuit, the travel ban knocked down. This is one of his signature initiatives. One of the first things he did, he was promising all the horrible deplorables out there that he was going to put a big, giant, bug-zapping Muslim zapper, I mean, over the country.
Yeah.
And not allow any of them in. And he hasn't been able to do that. Another fail, another lose. Over at the Drudge Report, you know what the number one story is? Three headlines. Three
yes.
different headlines of the same story.
Okay.
New York Times stands by Trump assassination play. They're upset about that.
Oh, my God. Julius Caesar.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So the
story. Because the public theater's doing Julius. God, fucking fuck that.
Here's the story if you don't know about what's going on. The public theater.
Yes.
New York's icon of theater in the theater world.
Right.
Hence the outrage of a couple of weenie LA actors here.
Yeah, whatever. Listen, this is theater doing what theater's supposed to be fucking doing. Theater is doing what music should be doing. It's doing what art should be doing because of this fuckstick.
The Julius Caesar, if one doesn't know the story, doesn't end well for Julius. Spoiler alert.
Sad.
Ides of March and shit, let's say.
Right.
But I guess they dressed him to look kind of Trumpian.
Yes. Why not?
It says this is it leads to FastCompany.com story.
Yes.
New York's venerated theater organization, the Public Theater, is facing a PR disaster over its long-running Shakespeare in the Park series.
Disagree.
Free, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Free. You can go see amazing actors doing amazing plays for fucking free.
Don't you think this is ultimately good for them? This is good. This means you're doing something right.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, if you aren't pissing off these idiot, deplorable snowflakes, then we're not being loud enough. Fuck these people.
The organization is putting on a production of Caesar, which, spoiler alert, ends with the Roman politician being assassinated.
Oh, you ruined it for me.
Many far-right online personas, including Donald Trump Jr.
Oh, yeah. I wish he was just
during
online.
The Comey hearing was surrogate tweeting for daddy.
Ooh. Uday or Kusei? Which one is he?
Uday.
Okay.
Possibly Kusei. they're offended. They consider this to be offensive, given that Caesar appears Trump-like in this particular production. It depicts him with blondish orange hair,
yeah,
and modern attire.
Hey, dickheads, I get it. Yes, you're offended that your dad is being portrayed this way, but guess what? It is the job of the theater to offend people, you fuck!
Two major sponsors, I guess, have bailed.
Fuck them.
On giant corporate sponsors have bailed on the public theater.
Bank
Delta Airlines,
ugh.
Bank of America. Who
both gross.
I currently have my 8 to 12 cents with.
Right. Drain your account.
I'm going to be not a problem. And,
move your portfolio.
I'm going to be looking for a local
right
credit union anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take your money.
So fuck y'all.
Put it in my mattress.
The New York Times.
Yes.
We'll continue to support the theater, however.
Oh, shit. Even though they're losing?
The New York Times put out this statement. Yeah, the failing New York Times.
Jeez.
Put out, we have sponsored Shakespeare in the Park for 20 years as an institution that believes in free speech for the arts as well as the media.
Bam, dickheads.
We support the right of the public theater to stage the production as they chose.
Suck a fucking dick. It's theater. It's supposed to fucking offend you, you fucking idiot. It's supposed to be a comment on the bullshit going on in our fucking society. Right? Whether you like it or fucking not.
I saw one of the first plays I saw in Chicago. It was called Cannibal Cheerleaders on Crack.
Oh, yes.
A late night icon. And it was billed as portraying every bodily fluid possible.
Yeah.
Including,
yes,
I mean everything.
Wow.
And I saw it not that long ago at all.
Yes.
But the amazing Alexandra Billings,
yeah,
was in that play.
Did you have to wear goggles, the fluids?
I think if you were sitting up close, you may have gotten some of the faux fluids sprayed upon thee.
It's like SeaWorld, but fun.
But hilarious, but it was satirical. It wasn't just,
yes,
you know, it was very biting satire on specific aspects of society.
Which you can't do on television for various reasons, which makes the theater unique.
Right.
It's theatrical. It makes a fucking statement.
It ain't just cats.
It's not just cats.
And Titanic.
It's not every fucking Disney cartoon that your fat fucking little sausage fingered children stare at when they're trying to shit their pants.
Titanic was pretty cool, though.
We don't need Titanic.
I saw Titanic on Broadway in New York, and when they had that fucker sink, it was pretty cool. I do have to admit. Sorry. But I also have to go to the other shit more often.
Yeah, of course. This is important. People need to see this. The liberals and the progressives, I'm sorry, are on the right side of history. You guys, you fucking GOP cunts, don't see people as people, and that's your flaw, and you can shove it up your fucking ass.
Well, here, whoever's writing for Fast Company here, they say hopefully Delta and Bank of America will read what the Times said and learn something.
Yeah.
This entire ordeal is sad and annoying because, one, free speech exists so that theater organizations can put on edgy shows.
Right.
And two, the show is not edgy. It's a William Shakespeare play where everybody already knows the ending.
Right. When how many fucking Shakespeare plays have you seen where they put them in some, you know,
every time period, every genre, every Indian versions, Asian versions, Native American versions,
which
I've
always
seen.
Works if you, as long as the director doesn't put his agenda over the fucking message of fucking Shakespeare, then it's all copacetic. Now, yes. if you do it the other way, you're fucked. It sucks. You know,
I was in a production of a Shakespeare play one time that took some heat because the director added a scene.
Oh, God.
To the beginning. It was all visual, though.
Yes. What play?
It was Hamlet. And right. He added
musical number.
He added a funeral scene.
Topless.
For Daddy Hamlet. Spoiler alert.
Oh, fuck, man. You know what? The one
It was Hamlet. Dramatically, with great lighting and amazing music, walking into the tomb and, you know, and being all sad faced, daddy's dead. And then,
yeah,
the guys on the wall hearing the ghost scene. Spoiler alert.
Mine did that too. They fucking did the same
thing. Yeah.
Same fucking thing.
You know why?
No.
Because they did that in the fucking movies.
Do they really?
A couple of the movies did that.
God damn it. Quit copying what the fucking movies do.
Which I don't have ultimately a problem with, but there were some... Man, you fuck with Shakespeare, dude, and
yeah, but I don't
people
wanna...
get pissed. Some people get pissed.
I don't like doing what the movie does. I don't even like reading a book after the movie's been out, because then all I can do is picture the fucking actor who played the dude in the movie.
I have to read the book first, yeah.
I read all these Michael... Was it Michael Crichton or Crichton? I never know.
Crichton.
Crichton. I went through this phase where I was reading a bunch of his books, and I couldn't... I don't know why it was. I think because at Nick at Night... late they would have on, and I love this show, but I would watch old episodes of the Newhart show, and so Bob Newhart was the fucking protagonist in every fucking novel I read for years, including Tom Clancy.
Nice.
It's insane.
He'd love to hear that.
He saved the day probably so many fucking times.
So yeah, over at the Drudge Report, three different headlines.
Yes.
The New York Times stands by Trump assassination play, they call it.
What?
Trump assassination play. But then the fucking Drudge Report links to a story by Fast Company that is sympathetic with the play.
Well, they,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but...
Because what does that tell you? Drudge knows that its idiots are not going to click through and read the articles. They're going to read the fucking headline alone.
A Trump
and
assassination.
And that's going to be a New York Times again is standing up for that Trump killing play.
Well, let me ask you something. How many plays would they go and see if Obama had the Trump part?
Oh, God, yeah.
They'd see them all.
Yeah.
They'd
Can
love
I bring
it.
My own rope? Will you use mine tonight?
It's...
Will you lynch him instead?
Hey, man. What are these GOP guys going to say? Listen, I don't know what happened. We picked a real dickhead. His dick is so far up Putin's little asshole, I can't take it no more. And plus, there's these piss videos coming out. What about that? Where are these fucking piss videos coming out?
Oh, gross.
No, I don't care. I want them. Fuck him. I want those videos. Kate?
Oh, God, it's just...
We need it.
Stomach turning to think of... Trump naked, his little tallywhacker waving around and watching a couple of Russian hookers pee all over each other.
We need it because they're people of color and gay people need this guy gone. And I don't
that won't do it though. I think that would be the least controversial thing that could happen.
But these guys, these GOP loons, if there's anything remotely weird, deviantly, it freaks him the fuck out. Don't you think? Don't you think it would freak his supporters out to see him getting pissed on?
No.
Oh my God.
No.
What if a tape of Obama came out of him getting peed upon? Would it?
They heard the tape of him saying, "Grab them by the pussy."
They didn't give a fuck.
And the evangelicals still, like a sow on its side,
yes,
struggling to get to a teat.
Teats out, baby.
Moob.
That's how I live. Nips are for nips. They won't care. God, that blows my mind.
The second headline says, Time Warner still funding.
Yeah, fuck Time Warner.
Now,
fuck
this
you.
One goes to CNS, which is Christian News Service.
Boy.
And it says, Trump assassination play still funded by Time Warner and taxpayers. See, there it is. They want to kill all public funding for the arts.
God damn it.
Unless it's religious.
We can't let them do it. We can't let them do this shit.
More guns that we don't need.
Boy.
More big giant fucking airplanes and bombs that we don't need.
Right.
Yet, we got to yank a couple hundred million from the National Endowment of the Arts. And
yank.
From arts programs and schools and stuff. When it's been proven.
Yes.
Proven. That wherever there are music programs and arts programs and theater programs, the kids do better overall, are smarter, are more well-rounded, and learn other shit better.
My mom teaches art. She says her kids, it's their favorite class sometimes. They get to express whatever the fuck they want to.
Turns them into better humans overall. No, what about STEM? You gotta kick that shit out, and our kids gotta focus on STEM. We got all those... science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
What about critical thinking, dickhead?
Well, that's it. They don't care.
I mean, if you aren't, you're reimagining ideas.
How are you
going to
make money? How are you going to work for a corporation and make money, Ryan?
I guarantee a lot of guys at the top of corporations probably had an art class here and there, or maybe it made them. Fuck that. I don't know. It's just maddening. Art and music and drama and shit makes your fucking little angel kids smart and not right. dumb as shit. Do you think they give a fuck, though?
But your football team will not lose a goddamn dime.
Well, they're out there actually trying to make each other stupider. They're running, they're slamming their heads into each other, giving each other concussions. And God knows what else in the fucking steam room.
I don't know. the third headline over to the Drudge leads to something called the Daily Wire. Ooh, and I yes. wasn't sure at first, but I have no doubt. It's a right-wing batshit nutjob thing. It says, CNN's Fareed Zakaria hails Trump assassination play as a masterpiece, and his employer sponsors it.
There's obviously some coordination among these right-wing nut jobs to not refer to this play as Julius motherfucking Caesar.
It's a Trump assassination play.
It's Julius Caesar!
And Fareed Zakaria probably said Julius Caesar is a masterpiece. He might not have even said this production
yes.
was a masterpiece, but these ass suckers
yes.
not there's anything wrong with that, glommed onto that one sentence that he calls it a masterpiece because it's Shakespeare.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't think he's calling the production necessarily.
Shakespeare is the thing. It's a masterpiece until you fuck it up. It is a masterpiece. You'll never hear anybody say, oh, the writing in Hamlet sucks. It's never the writing.
Here's his tweet. If you're in NYC, go see Julius Caesar free in Central Park, brilliantly interpreted for Trump era, period. A masterpiece, period.
Right. Shit.
Maybe he's calling the production a masterpiece.
Right.
Or maybe not. Regardless. Maybe who cares?
Maybe they should do a Macbeth. Macbeth doesn't compare.
Scottish play.
Yes. Well, we're not in a theater, so you can say it all you want, right? That's the rule. If you're in a theater, you can't say it.
What did I do one time? And I had a director
they lose their mind.
Who lost his mind. I put my shoes on the on the dressing makeup table.
Fuck off.
And he came in and lost his mind. And I swear to God, we had an argument because he wanted me to, I think it was like, go outside, turn around three times and spit. I told him, fuck off.
Fuck off. You know what? I'm going to know my lines. When I go right. on that stage, I'm going to know my lines. That should be luck for you.
We were friends. So we kind of had the laughing argument about it. But right. I don't think he was 100% kidding. He really would have felt better if I would have gone out and turned around and spit some ridiculous ritual. I was like, I'm not.
You know, in Chicago, there's a group of these old actors that have been around forever, and they play every lord and every old person. Lear, every old person in Shakespeare, they play. And all these guys are painfully...
superstitious.
Cripplingly superstitious as fuck. You know, and you know, it's just a thing. I don't get it. They're smart, obviously.
Baseball players.
Well, I mean, you know. They're not that smart.
Tennis players. There's a lot of...
Are they smart?
Some.
Yeah. There's some smart baseball players out there.
Like, I can only bounce the ball this many times before I serve, and only on this side of this line, or I have to touch every line as I'm walking off the court. I mean, I've seen all kinds of shit like that.
Their parents made them loons, right? That's got to be it.
Back in the day.
God damn.
Maybe you got to be a little OCD sometimes, too.
Yeah. Here's why I think a lot of baseball players are stupid, because when you watch a game and there's ever a guy that comes to a plate that went to an Ivy League school or some fancy university, the announcer will mention it like 3,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay.
Yale graduate.
He went to Brown. Who gives a fuck? Hit a double, dickhead.
This is a story I had. It was last week.
Yes.
We didn't get to it, but this is just another example of Trump hiring the best.
God.
This was, I had it on Friday, so it's not that old at all. Thanks for listening to us, by the way, and downloading us. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Yes.
Give us good reviews if you're so kind.
Word of mouth, baby. Tell your friends about us.
Yeah, use your mouth. as much teeth as you want.
Oral.
Donald Trump, you may recognize the name.
Sure.
So another one of his, you know, he's had a few of these nominees.
Yes.
That have had to un-nominee themselves whatever for shenaniganry. Remember that?
Yeah.
I can't remember her name, but she was on the McLaughlin. She was on John McLaughlin's
Eleanor?
Show. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Was it Eleanor?
No.
Eleanor's not dead.
Younger
though.
Blonde.
Yes.
Crowley. Monica Crowley.
Oh, God. What
Miss
a fucking
Crowley.
Asshole. Oh, yeah, yeah.
She.
Oh, that's Ozzy, yeah.
Was. Saturday.
Yeah.
She was.
She's her
she was nominated for something.
Right wing nut job.
And in the Trump administration. And then they found out she, like, spread Play-Doh over somebody else's paper, printed it on her own, and handed it in as her thesis or something. She was plagiarized.
Shit. Oh, I remember that.
Had to resign.
No. But no, she didn't really even resign. She didn't get any. She just stopped.
Well, take her name out of the running. Yes. Even in the Trump administration.
That's amazing. You didn't make the swamp cut. Man. Wow.
Well, now we got another one. This is Joseph Otting, O-T-T-I-N-G.
Hello.
Trump's nominee for the U.S. Treasury Office of the Comptroller of the Currency.
Jolly good.
Lied.
No.
On his resume.
No.
When he said that he has a degree.
Okay.
From the, quote, School of Credit and Financial Management of Dartmouth College.
Dartmouth? Now, Dartmouth, watch his face. The guy, he's a... Is he still the manager of the Detroit Tigers? He was a catcher for the Astros for years. Whoever this guy is, I can't think of his name, went to Dartmouth.
Dartmouth is an Ivy League university founded in Hanover, New Hampshire.
Hello.
In 1769. Never had a school of credit and financial management.
Oh, shit. Are they sure? Check again.
One
Check
tiny
one more
little
time.
Detail.
No. Have one printed up.
Nor does any such college operate out of any Dartmouth facility.
Right.
The university spokesperson.
They made up the school within the. They made up the department. That doesn't
a
even
Trump
exist.
A Trump nominee to be comptroller of the currency.
Hello.
In the U.S. Treasury office.
You think Schittler's people even checked?
No.
So who found this out?
The only thing they checked was that his check cleared during the campaign, yeah. Probably. I don't know who this guy is.
But think about
but
this.
But that's kind of the way things have been going. Whoever donated a lot of money gets to be in the cabinet.
How disturbing is that? The only thing we have protecting us from Schittler not picking a loon to put on his cabinet is the media. And the GOP, really. Oh, my God. I just shit myself.
We're fucking doomed.
We are doomed as fuck.
God. Republicans with ethics and morals? Come on.
Open up that window, Kate. I want to yell at these fuckers. How the fuck could you vote for this guy? You fucking idiots.
Go down the block.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Not from here, exactly.
Hey.
I smell liberals.
Yeah, I'm going to burn them.
Joseph Otting is not a Dartmouth graduate,
Hello.
Says university spokesperson Diana Lawrence.
No.
Dartmouth does not have a school of credit and financial management. There was, however.
Yes.
A 4-week certificate program.
Shut the fuck up.
Provided by the National Association of Credit Management, which is a Maryland-based nonprofit that provides credit and financial professionals with continuing education. For a short time, it was offered on the Dartmouth College campus, but it was set up by this other association. It wasn't an official accredited Dartmouth. And it was 4 weeks. Certificate.
Right. The length at which you have to go to explain what the fuck that is proves... Listen, I went to Dartmouth. I graduated. That's how you would say that. That's it. Not that explanation.
That's like you stopped to take a shit at Dartmouth and were like, I was at Dartmouth.
Oh, I took a shit at Carnegie Mellon. Oh, I did. Nominate me for a cabinet position.
He does have apparently a real bachelor's degree. And The Hill is reporting that if he's nominated, he would be the first U.S. comptroller in decades to not hold an advanced degree.
Wait a second. Are you telling me that this fucking guy is going to get a cabinet job without a fuck? He didn't even go to fucking DeVry. Not even DeVry.
Records from the program, which is run for 2 weeks every year.
Yes.
By the National Association of Credit Management.
You got a 2 week.
Confirm. Yeah, he flew to Cleveland or something, probably.
Show me your merit badges. It's a merit badge.
They confirmed that Auden graduated in 1992 as a mid-level manager at a Union Bank in Beverly Hills, California. He was some schlub mid-level manager at a bench, at a bank branch.
He's cracking out. He's fucking making out TPS reports. He's the guy from Office Space with the fucking TPS reports. And he's on the fucking cabinet.
Yes.
We should all be raging. What the fuck? How was this discovered?
Like the media does more than the Trump administration by Googling him and then calling and saying, hey, this guy says he's got a degree. We're just following up, making sure he's not lying. And Dartmouth says, what are you talking about?
Well, you know what happens? These schools are like, wait a second. Where did he say he went to school? Dartmouth? My Dartmouth?
Yeah.
Fuck that. Look that shit up.
That's like he's got a degree from Tony Robbins Institute in firewalking.
No, that's longer than 2 weeks, isn't it?
I don't think it is.
Wait. What did you just say? Tony Robbins has a school?
Of firewalking.
Oh, my God. That fucking story we did.
It's happened a few times where people have gotten burned.
Hey, man.
You go to a self-help thing and you end up with second degree foot burns.
It's tough. That's a tough thing because that is so evil. If you let some schmarmy white guy in a suit and tie convince you to take off your shoes and walk barefoot through fire and you do it, you do need
and
help.
And you don't watch them spray it with a little water ahead of time to you make sure help. That the top is cooled off.
But that's just the magic. Don't do it.
That's the magic
but
behind
still
that,
stupid.
By the way, snowflakes.
You can still get burned that way. It's the stupidest thing
ever.
Yeah,
if it's not done right.
You've only got one pair of feet. Now you're going to burn them in these Tony Robbins.
I'd rather not, yeah.
Stick with the foam parties.
Well, and what does that do?
What?
What does that do psychologically for someone?
Fuck you. You're a Trumpolo. I don't know what it does.
It proves that you're
stupid.
Pliable and manipulatable.
It's like what kind of person is so fucking I don't even know what word I'm looking for. Gullible that you can tell them, okay, now your whole life, your parents, if they weren't shitty parents, they raised you, bare minimum, fire's hot, right? Fire's hot.
Yeah, you kind of learned that one pretty early.
Fire is fucking, sorry, Kate. Fire is motherfucking hot. We know that.
Yes.
This guy comes along and convinces you otherwise. How? How the fuck does he do this?
It's dummies.
They must be so dumb.
I don't get it.
God, if you're an idiot, spend some money on Amazon. Go buy some stupid idiot shit. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Fuck.
But, I mean, look at just Trump hires the best. That's all we have to say.
Okay.
Again, Trump hires the best. Here's a guy who I showed up for 2 weeks and did a trust fall with a bunch of other people.
Team building. We all climbed a rock wall together and then we fucked each other in the asses and got certificates. I'm on the cabinet.
Yeah. Therefore, I'm qualified to become troller.
He did a trust fall. We did a ropes course. They probably had a ropes course in this fucking thing they did at Dartmouth.
Zipline.
They had zipline. I had to complete the zipline. I'm your new comptroller. Fuck you.
Also in the news.
Hello. Fuck you.
Oh, God, I want to get to these Alex Jones clips, too.
Oh, my God.
For joining us on this lovely Monday, ladies and gentlemen, from our second week now in Pensacola, Florida, the new studios here.
Shit.
I'm the Redneck Riviera.
What in the fuck is Alex Jones caterwauling about? I got to know. I'm so excited.
We listened to a highlight reel over the weekend that was mesmerizing, right? I mean, he's amazing. He really is amazing.
I mean, I don't want to see pictures of what I look like when I'm screaming on this show. I'm sure I look pretty
fucking
weird.
I want him to
weird.
Do books on tape.
No, yes.
Like, if I ever wrote some sci-fi novel or some Sword and the Sorcerer novel, I would totally hire Alex Jones to read that shit.
Are you, though? I mean, hey, listen, are you going to say the wrong thing? What happens when you say the wrong thing to that guy in the booth when you're directing
him? Maybe.
I'm going to set some shit on fire. He's going to start burning shit. He's nuts. He's
feed
nuts.
Him meat.
Huh?
Just toss him meat and placate him.
Yeah, he'll get all groggy.
I'd take an Uber home.
He can't drive when he eats red meat, specifically a porterhouse steak.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. Do you get fucking a buzz off meat ever?
No. Well, that one time. No, no.
That one time in junior college.
What else have I got here? Here's a story about a true cuddly Republican.
Right.
We've talked about this guy before.
Yes.
I just remember the name. He's one of these, like, that fights for the Ten Commandment.
No.
He's trying to get the Ten Commandment in Arkansas.
Right.
And his name is Jason Rapert.
When he jacks off to this Ten Commandment shit, who does he picture as Moses? It's got to be what's-his-face, right? What's his name? The guy that played Moses in the Ten Commandments in the movie.
Charlton Heston?
Yes. He's got a picture of Charlton Heston when he's whacking it.
Charlton Heston was whacking it? Or he's
No. This guy.
He's whacking it.
This guy with the big heart on for the
Ten
Commandments.
Maybe he's also picturing Charlton Heston whacking it as Moses.
Right. Existential.
Moses had big hands.
Oh, yeah. Don't, hey!
Be able to carry those tablets, right? So.
Well, wait a second. Of course he did. Moses is the second most important person in the Bible, second to Jesus, right? Well, third if you count God, right?
I guess.
What do you mean you guess? He parted the motherfucking seas,
I guess you
motherfucker.
Have to, like, I don't know, but Noah's agent might call up and ask for his
hello,
a two-card billing on that one.
Did you forget about the boat I built you?
Right. No boat, no humans.
Yeah, they didn't know how to swim back
wait,
then.
Wait, was Moses... Moses was after Noah.
Yes.
Ooh.
You don't know that? Look it up.
I kind of forgot that shit.
Is Noah New Testament?
No. They're all old.
Not all. I mean, so nobody's
well,
in
Jesus
new...
is the New Testament. He's
God, that sucks. They didn't put any supporting characters in the New Testament. That's a flaw.
Well, the apostles.
Boring.
They Pips. Jesus and the Pips.
Oh, here's we gave Jesus some disciples
on
this one
train to Bethlehem, leaving on a
yeah, but the New Testament they had Moses part of the sea. That guy cut his son in half, and Noah built a big boat for the flood.
Abraham did not kill his son. That was the whole deal.
Were you there?
God was like, "Psych."
Oh yeah, it was God kidding around.
What a fucking asshole. Yeah, that's not. I don't understand how anybody can worship that God. But anyway,
by the way, every Friday, Faithless Friday, the follies of Jesus.
Yeah,
explained.
Take your son and kill him for me. And right as he's got his knife poised
for me
to kill his dad to kill his son, God's like, "Never mind, I was just testing you."
What if you had sneezed, God, and you accidentally sawed his son in half?
Right?
Would you have felt like shit?
What if he couldn't get through? What if it was raining and the bush couldn't burn or whatever? However the hell he couldn't talk to.
Oh, okay.
What if Satan had put up some anti-God communication software?
Why did God talk to Moses through a fire on a tree or whatever? Why the fuck?
I don't know.
If you're God, hey, why don't you just like hotline bling the motherfucker right in his brain, just telepathically. God, I'm praying all the time. You're not going to talk back to me in my head. But if I want to talk to you. You got to set something on fire and I got to listen to it? That's so fucked up.
It's all inexplicable to me.
God needs therapy.
It's all inexplicable.
I think God needs some fucking pharmaceutical.
Arthur. Arthur. King of the Britons. Oh, don't grovel.
One thing I can't stand is people groveling.
One thing I can't stand is people groveling.
Sorry.
Don't
apologize.
Right.
Sorry.
This
is the first movie I had memorized as an adolescent.
God's got a fucking sense of humor. Got your son
this
in half.
This is my favorite movie, God.
Arthur, King of the Britons.
This is how you do it. This is Terry Gilliam's animation.
What about?
Of the big bearded guy wearing a crown, parting the clouds. poking his head out.
What about
and
George?
Appearing. That's how you appear as God, right?
Are you poo-pooing?
You don't burn a bush.
What about Oh God, You Devil, starring George Burns? Poo-pooing that?
Yeah, it wasn't mine. I'm not a big...
Jeez.
Not a big fan of...
Could you imagine you're George Burns and you've had this long storied career where you played leading guys and you had all these parts and all of a sudden you're like, I'm so fucking
old. Was John Denver over that one? Oh God, You Devil? He wasn't in that one. He was in the first Oh God.
What?
Or did he do all of them?
What?
John Denver.
No. He was in those movies?
Was not John Denver in Oh God? Oh, okay. Well, we'll get our crack staff looking at that.
Okay, give me a printout of John Denver's IMDb. What's his Rotten Tomato score?
Maybe am I mixing my God movies up?
Listen, George, here's the only part.
John Denver, George Burns, Terry Garr.
God, what an insult to George Burns. Hey, you get to talk to these two morons for 2 hours.
Terry Garr is awesome.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah, she is good. I'm sorry.
Well, John Denver, I get, yeah. But.
And, you know, he's dead. But he built his own plane.
Ultralight.
Yeah.
And crashed it in the lake.
Where was George Burns to save you when that shit went down, buddy?
Your God, no.
He forsaken you.
Oh, don't grovel. One thing I can't stand, it's people groveling.
Sorry.
And don't apologize.
Every time I try to talk to someone, it's I'm sorry this and forgive me that and I'm not worthy.
Well, God, let me explain to you where we're coming from. You dole out things like hurricanes, AIDS, tornadoes, childhood cancer. I'm terrified of you.
Yeah, maybe you could have said this shit earlier.
Yeah.
Like, stop groveling.
Is the groveling, is that why you're continually giving kids leukemia? Is that it?
And don't apologize. Every time I try to talk to someone, it's sorry this and forgive me that and I'm not worthy. What are you doing now?
I'm averting my eyes, O Lord.
Well, don't. It's like those miserable psalms. They're so depressing.
Those miserable psalms. They're so depressing.
Can I ask God one question? Why 9/11? Why let that happen, you asshole?
Well, that was Satan.
Oh, shit.
But
okay.
Then if God lets that shit happen and can't intervene, you know, that's the whole, was it Epicurus?
Right.
Who, I guess Greek, right?
Epicurus?
Epicurus, something like that. Wasn't his, he was a philosopher, Epicurus.
Hello.
And didn't he say something about if God is all powerful and lets shit happen? Basically,
why does bad things happen to good people?
Here it is. Is God willing to prevent evil but not able, then he is not omnipotent.
Who's able, that guy?
No, God.
God.
He's not able to.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Abel from Cain and Abel, like some weird fucking...
The ability is not able.
Okay.
Is God willing to prevent evil but not able? Then he's not omnipotent.
Yeah.
Is he able but not willing? Then he is malevolent.
No shit.
Is he both able and willing? Then whence cometh evil?
He's a Sith fucking lord.
Is he neither able nor willing? Then why call him God?
Good fucking point. Good fucking point. Yeah, what do you think about that, God? Air quotes.
That's Epicurus.
Epicurus.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
See, you get your Greek philosophy here, sure, at crab diving.
Epicurus.
Epicurus is also like a food website.
Right.
Epicurus,
right.
I believe, was the philosopher dude.
Hey, God, also, I know you got a lot to do with cancer and all this shit you're supposedly preventing. Could you explain to Ivanka Trump why everybody hates her dad so fucking much? She's a little thick-headed in that regard.
Epicurus, 341 BC to 270 BC.
Bullshit, took a 69!
Was an ancient Greek philosopher whose ideas gave rise to systems of thought known as Epicureanism.
Ooh.
Oh, I like this. Don't fear God. Don't worry about death.
Yeah.
What is good is easy to get, and what is terrible is easy to endure. Well, I don't know about that.
God, is that a saying? God, hey, listen, whoever wrote that, shorten it up. You lost me that fourth fucking comma. Wait, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know about what is terrible is easy to endure. I mean, you know, I'm kind of a this too shall pass kind of guy, but I don't.
What is terrible is easy to endure.
Yes.
Oh, shove that up your ass. It depends. What a stupid thing. Save that for a coffee mug, dickhead.
Luxurious food and drinks in no way protect you from harm.
God.
Wealth beyond what is natural is no more use than an overflowing container. Oh, I agree with that.
Ugh.
Real value is not generated by theaters and baths, perfumes, or ointments, but by philosophy.
Wait a second.
He's just saying the trappings of wealth are bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Back to Arkansas.
Hello.
What a neck snapper that is. Oh, yeah. From ancient Greek philosophy to a Republican asshole lawmaker.
Oh, it's just a Ten Commandments.
In Arkansas.
Hard on, motherfucker.
Yeah. State Senator Jason Rapert is claiming that a reporter for the Arkansas Times named Max Brantley has, quote, painted a target on him and is putting his family at risk.
Well, quit doing stupid shit.
This Arkansas reporter, local reporter, has been calling Rapert out for his anti-Muslim Facebook posts and tweets.
Well, why doesn't Rapert just sack up and body slam the motherfucker?
So now Rapert is getting probably emails and stuff from Muslim organizations and from maybe possibly some angry Muslims. I don't know.
Yes.
Who are not happy with it. And he's blaming the reporter for that reporting on what he puts on social fucking media.
What do we do with that guy?
And
has
said that basically what this reporter is doing is the same as the terrorists.
So he's saying what a reporter does. Now, this is what a reporter does. Let me get this straight. A reporter listens to shit.
Okay.
He thinks about it.
Sure.
He takes out his evil fucking pencil. And just like a terrorist might fly an airplane into a building,
right,
he writes the shit down on a piece of paper, goes home, takes a shit, and wakes up the next morning.
But what he's writing is quotes of what this asshole is writing on Facebook.
So what the fuck?
Rapert is claiming that Brantley has been careless with his tweets, pointing out that Rapert is posting videos on his Facebook page calling for violence against Muslims.
God.
According to what Rapert is saying, the videos he's sharing on Facebook is not, quote, touting or promoting. It's just sharing.
You're a guy. Is he anonymous, or do people know who the fuck he is when he shares this shit?
It's his state senator, whatever the fuck, state representative Jason Rapert page.
By the way, hey, thanks, Diets on Ice and Soup. Abraham.
That's Marianne.
Yeah, thank you very much. Can a man just live on ice and soups alone? I don't know. This Rapert guy's a dick. I'm sorry. You get us off subject. This Rapert guy is a fucking asshole.
Right.
I don't know. He's a Ten Commandments dickhead, though, right? That's essentially who this guy is. He wants a big cement slab.
It's one of his deals. Rapert also said, quote, he wrote to Brantley, quote, you persist in being careless. You played fast and loose with the truth. So now the National Support Group for All Things Islamic has put a target on me. And as a result of your, all caps, messaging, I hold you personally responsible if any threats come against me and my family as a result of this. You are as dangerous with your pen terrorist with a weapon. Quote.
Man, I'm about to say, so why'd you put it on Facebook in the first place, dickhead?
You are as dangerous with your pen as a terrorist with a weapon.
So this is all Schittler bullshit, right? This is trickle down from Trump going after reporters. I mean, you know, are we not allowed to connect the dots? This Gianforte fucking dickhead, this dickhead, and then Trump, you know, at his rallies, marginalizing the press, putting them in pens, all the fucking Trumpolo spitting on him and shit. I mean, is this not disturbing that they're demonizing the media?
Yes.
Blatantly.
And some of them are saying that's going to be their number one their tactic for 2018 and 2020 is they're going to go after the media.
Yeah, well, listen, it makes your idiot constituents happy. It gets them good and torrid. What the fuck? And that's creepy, man. That's real fucking creepy. Because he created it. He put the shit on Facebook.
Yes. As Brantley points out, and the Inquisitor also, has called out Rapert before, noting that in September of last year, the Arkansas lawmaker, oh, we did this story, called for anyone who supported the rights of Muslims. He labeled them, quote, Muslim sympathizers.
Oh, my God.
Should be rounded up. Remember what? That one? Muslim sympathizers should be rounded up, like us.
Yeah. Muslim sympathizers. Let me translate. That just means people that have empathy for other people. And those people might happen to be fucking Muslim. See, these GOP guys, they don't want to admit it, but they just, if you're not white, you aren't a person to them. They just don't see you the same. Maybe it's because they're fucking stupid.
Earlier this week, Jason Rapert posted a video from our friend over at Fox News, Todd Starnes.
Yes.
Hey, everybody, Todd Starnes with Fox News. the story, it was Todd Starnes whining, whinging about a school having designated two rooms into prayer rooms for Muslim students.
Right.
Rapert, there, according to the Ross story here, went well beyond, quote, simply sharing. Remember he said, I'm simply sharing.
Right.
Because he added his own commentary. This is to the Todd Starnes story.
Yes.
About the school adding two prayer rooms for Muslim students. Quote, it should be highlighted and understood why they are encouraging Islam, which is a cult of death and violence against all non-Muslims.
Have you read the fucking Bible? You want to talk about violence and death?
America in distress. It's,
what kind of, hey, let me ask you something. What kind of God is like, hey, as a show of your faith, I'm going to need you to hacksaw your son in half. I'm serious. Do it. I'm just kidding. Don't do it. Fuck you, Abraham. You fucking pussy. What kind of God is that shit? It's a creepy God.
In his note to the journalist, Rapert vowed that he is, quote, forever resolved to keep posting on Facebook.
God.
Good.
Hey, listen, explain, what the fuck is this person talking about on Twitter? I tweeted out, where the fuck is all the winning shitler? His travel ban got shot down again? And then this person replied to us, for real. We need to have stricter interviews, more research on all people from these countries to prevent another hashtag Orlando United Day.
From someone who has 19 tweets, zero followers, and zero following.
Save my outrage.
I think it
right?
may be a...
is that who that is?
A right-wing bot.
Oh, God.
So, there you go. We'll keep our eyes on... what's going on with Jason Rapert?
Right. Have fun, dickhead, you ignorant loon.
Nah.
God, our country is just full of motherfuckers that are going to be on the wrong side of history. That's America. White guys on the wrong side of fucking history.
Well, and goddamn priorities. I mean, there's other shit we should be worrying about. It's not a theater that is... has a Julius Caesar character that dresses like Trump.
Yes. And since when is it? I mean, this kind of shit, theater making social commentary has been going on since Sophocles. Has it fucking not? Why are we all surprised it's happening? What's their problem? Hey, listen, we have a racist fucking idiot xenophobic president. Goddamn right. We should be seeing a reaction in the theater in New York, man. What do they want? Gosh.
Dennis Rodman trending for some reason on the Twitter.
Is he say he's not dead?
Follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. Tweet us during the show anytime.
Yes. Is he alive?
Apparently he's heading back to North Korea to go visit his bud.
God. He's not. Listen, this is a crazy question because we don't know what's going on. Is it true he's our new ambassador to North Korea?
He may be. I don't know. Oh, NBA Hall of Famer Dennis Rodman is expected to arrive in North Korea, according to two officials.
Hello!
CNN spotted Rodman at Beijing International Airport, where he declined to answer questions.
CNN has learned Rodman's, the former NBA star...
Rodman would be arriving in Pyongyang.
Yes.
At a time of heightened tension between Washington and Pyongyang, which is currently detaining four Americans. Maybe Dennis Rodman is going to negotiate the release of our
four detained...
Hey, if Dennis Rodman can pull that off, I rock on.
Do you remember,
that's what a clown show this country's become.
Do you remember Dr. Drew? He did that horrible fucking show where he made money off a bunch of people that needed actual help at hospitals called Celebrity Rehab. Get me out of here, whatever the fuck it was. Dennis Rodman was on that, and they made a big joke out of looking at his brain.
Well, it wasn't a joke. He's got like fucked up.
On the show, they treated it kind of like a joke.
Like, stop drinking or your brain's going to be eaten away, gone.
So listen, I don't know. Maybe he will negotiate the release, or maybe he'll just bust him out.
Rodman's last visit was in January 2014.
Yes.
When he and a group of other former NBA players took part in an exhibition basketball game. It was supposedly a birthday gift for Kim, who's said to be a big basketball fan. Rodman was filmed leading a sing-along of happy birthday to the North Korean leader.
He's killing his people. He's starving them. Why are you doing anything for his fucking birthday?
Ugh. And Rodman, when questioned afterwards about his buddy-buddy relationship, said, this is profound. This sounds like Trump foreign policy. I'm sorry for what's going on in North Korea, the certain situations. That's it.
I mean, people are saying...
Doesn't that sound like Trump?
It's the biggest humanitarian crisis in fucking history, right?
It's horrible. It's very bad. What specifically? Oh, it's everybody's talking about how horrible it is.
Which
part specifically?
Yeah.
The worst parts, it's just so bad over there.
Which, if you were an ex-NBA star that wasn't our fucking president, whatever. That would be fine if that was your opinion. It would be stupid. But again, you're not our president.
Correct.
But you're our president. Pee on me.
Rodman maintains he's not a diplomat.
Okay. Well, thank you. Were you wondering or not?
Right. So I guess we're on Rodman watch now and see what happens. Maybe Dennis Rodman will prevent World War III.
He's not a diplomat. But he is a point guard in a world.
That's a really good one.
Yeah. Was he a fucking point guard, actually? I don't know what he was. Tweet us at Crab Diving.
Dennis Rodman. Yeah. Four Americans are currently being held in North Korea.
Okay. Oh, God. I thought you were about to read some of his stats and shit like that.
Right. The rebound king, Dennis Rodman.
Do you remember when he kicked that reporter
in the balls? Yeah.
God, what a dick. He's an asshole. I'm sorry. I remember when he did that. What a fucking dickhead. I don't care how wrapped up you are in the fucking game. You're a professional basketball player. It's the first time you ever got excited after you scored points or, I don't know, you had to kick the guy?
Pretty asshole-ish.
I mean, you think about it. Dennis Rodman at the time was a superhuman. I'm sorry. He was enormous. You imagine that big guy, you got your camera, that gigantic motherfucker, a professional athlete, kicks you in the nads.
I think that guy got a lot of money, didn't he?
Oh, I would hope so. I'd need some oxy.
He was a forward, by the way.
Oh, yes. Oh, was he? Okay. Power bottom.
I've also got a story here.
Fuck you.
No one will be surprised by this.
Hello.
Because this is how our friends at the on the other side, the GOP, roll these days.
No, yeah, stupid.
Sneaky bullshit. Backroom deals. Waiting till the Democrat or two goes out and take a shit and then voting.
They don't believe like in that. Science.
So these, they're Mitch McConnell over at the Senate is desperately trying to get a new let's kick everyone off healthcare bill.
Oh, cool. Great.
They're not totes in love with what the heinous.
Yep.
Let's let all the poor people die. Problem solved, Bill.
Old bitch tits McConnell. That's what they called him in high school.
So now they're saying that the Republicans are holding closed door meetings.
Oh, God.
To draft a health care bill.
Yeah.
To repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. And yes. They won't release it to public. So.
Oh, it's got to be heinous.
In opposition to what went on with months and months of revisions and votes, and I think I said 80, there were 80 amendments.
Yes.
From the Republicans that were accepted.
Okay.
Into the Affordable Care Act eventually.
Fuck you.
These diarrhea dollops are not even allowing debate. They're not allowing, they're slithering into the dark hole.
Yeah.
And they're writing the shit.
Right.
And then they're going to try to somehow finagle and ram it. Literally ram it down the throat of the United States people, which is what they accused the Democrats of doing when they really didn't.
You know, man, how many stories are we going to see of somebody on camera going, listen, man, I voted for Donald Trump. Now he's taking away health care for my boy.
Right.
Why? You should apologize to your child for voting for the motherfucker, or, you fucking idiot.
I didn't think he'd deport the good ones. As they're hauling off that woman's husband.
Yeah.
She voted for Trump.
And the person that says that's white as fuck.
She voted for Trump and her husband's getting deported because she didn't think that Trump would deport the good ones.
I mean, how the fuck can you vote for that guy?
Now I saw a story that they're starting to go after people that the Obama administration literally waived. Like they said, no, these are good people. We'll go out. Don't leave them alone.
Hey, Obama checked. He probably did a better job than you did, Shitler. He's Obama.
And then you'll see the heinous comments from like whoever that jizz stain of a bot responded to us about saying, well, good. They're breaking the law. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Kick them out. They're breaking the law.
That's like, you remember way back when it was the Governor George Ryan. We were reopening all those death row cases and overturning shit because of DNA evidence and stuff like that. But people would say, well, he must have been guilty of something.
Yeah.
That's who they are. They're fucking idiots.
Guilty of being black for...
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people.
It really is. We live in a white privilege world. That's what Donald Trump tells me.
Senator Dianne Feinstein, former senator. Oh, right. My God. Marco Rubio is one of our senators.
I'm sorry, what? I can't come to the phone right
now. When I think that we left a state where Jerry Brown, Dianne Feinstein, and here we are with Rick Scott and Marco Rubio.
Bat boy!
She said the Senate debated the Affordable Care Act for 80 days in 2009. The Republican health plan still secret.
Because they don't fucking have one, and they're probably sucking each other off behind closed doors.
A Canadian author, Guy Gabriel K.
Fuck you, hoser.
Or Guy.
It's probably Guy.
Canadian.
Guy. Yay.
Said, I admit being kind of stunned that the U.S. Senate health care bill is secret. American Constitution actually allows asking for a Canadian.
We don't know.
He tweeted.
We don't know. You know, because what happens is Shitler does some shit like these executive orders and the Constitution actually doesn't allow that. An adult has to tell him, no, you can't have a travel ban, dickhead. It's unconstitutional.
One funny one said, maybe Russian hackers can get and release a copy of the GOP's secret health care bill.
Why not?
Maybe the Russians can get it for us.
I bet they can. They've got some pretty scary shit over there.
Chris Hayes over at MSNBC tweeted, this is unreal.
Oui, oui.
Senate has a bill but won't show the public. They're going to send their secret bill to the CBO.
At the end of the day, you're another day older. Bum, 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 bum.
One last tweet. Some people who accuse Dems of ramming through the ACA 14 months
right,
are now crafting a bill in secret, afraid people might see the details.
They learned. Didn't they learn from the last time that people learned what the fuck was happening and they had all these town halls
right,
screaming their face off? And rightly so.
And then they continually, still to this day, misquote Nancy Pelosi saying that she said, well, we got to pass it before we can see what's in it. When she was talking about the committee process where literally they're debating all these little amendments and addenda and all this other shit. And until that committee is done, they don't know what's going to be in the end result. So she was right. We don't know what's going to be in the final bill until the committee passes it. Completely accurate statement.
Right.
But they, the morons on the right, use it to say, they didn't even fucking read it, those Democrats.
Come on, it wasn't the Patriot Act. Relax.
Now, these fuckers are literally not letting people read it and not letting the Democrats have one word, not one debate.
So I don't understand. So, okay, so I'm a Dem. I'm like, hey, dickheads, let me read the fucking thing. And what do they say?
Fuck you. Based as long as they don't bring anything up officially on the floor. And so, then they say they're probably going to try to do it through reconciliation somehow, that they're, even though there's laws that prevent certain laws that affect like budgets and things, you got to end up with 2/3 majority.
Do these laws, are they?
And they're going to try.
Nothing, I had a stupid comment.
Oh, go ahead.
I was saying, do they involve any mentions of angels like the kind Jim Baker and Terry Watserface were fumpering about last week on Faithless Friday?
But they're going to try to ram those through without without debate.
Yeah. Fuck you, right?
Hand it to the CBO and then somehow use some kind of reconciliation process to only need 51 votes.
What is this? Is the CBO, they're the people.
Congressional Business Office. They nonpartisan.
Yes.
They look at it and say, oh, this is what it's going to cost.
Look at this science fucking
These are
fiction.
How many tens of millions of people you're going to kick off healthcare.
How much is it going to cost to line the top of that fucking border wall with solar panels?
I don't know. Are they going to allow that?
Fuck you. Trump said he was going to put solar panels on the motherfucker.
Can't trust him.
Oh, yeah, but he's our president. Is this... maybe I just don't know. He's our first president from reality television, right? He is, isn't it?
Yeah,
isn't
he? Grover Cleveland, I think. Some kind of live.
They did
some kind of live event.
He used to host MTV Cribs, right?
Watch Grover.
Ugh.
Fun with Grover.
What the fuck? I like to throw rocks at black people.
Unreal. So
we're in a banana republic.
While this Schittler stuff is distracting us, evil turtle man and the evil horrible Republicans of the Senate are really going to try to kill people, kill them, kick them off health care and kill them.
We shared a meme last week that was shared by The Voice originally, by the way, listen to her show, Voice of the Resistance. It comes on periodically on Crab Diving. I believe news shows drop Tuesdays and Fridays. Is
yes.
that correct?
She shared iTunes, Stitcher.
Yeah. She shared a meme, which basically the point was liberals, get over yourselves this time and go out and vote for whoever the fucking Democrats run. And, I mean, there's a lot to be said for that shit. Because look what is happening.
Yes.
Look what the fuck is happening. The idea that we needed to light shit up, fuck everything up just to... That's stupid. That's white people. That's white people thought.
A lot of white people thought.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Don't think like that. What's that?
I'm Keith Olbermann, and this is The Resistance. An afterthought on the testimony Thursday of the former FBI director James Comey. Not what he said that appropriately grabbed all the headlines, but what he put only in his written testimony that never directly came up aloud at the hearing.
Yeah, I'm very sad that this didn't, by the way, come up at the hearing.
In short, what was that again about Russian hookers? On the morning of March 30, the president called me at the FBI, Comey wrote. He described the Russian investigation as a cloud that was impairing his ability to act on behalf of the country. He said he had nothing to do with Russia, had not been involved with hookers in Russia, and had always assumed he was being recorded when in Russia.
Can you imagine that phone call? Listen, I don't know nothing about any hookers in Russia.
And he's just offering this up. Hey, how are you? Oh, listen, I was just thinking how I don't know anything about these Russian hookers. Okay.
He called him.
Oh, yeah.
He called Comey. He was like, listen,
hello?
This Russia thing is a cloud over my, a black cloud, like that black
fingerprints that are all over Obamacare.
This Comey guy's like, what are you talking about? What do you mean?
He's like, you shouldn't be talking to me.
Yeah.
Wait, what? I know this was covered when Comey's opening statement was released in advance and to some degree during and after his testimony, but isn't there something even more amiss here than has yet to be publicly recognized? You call up a guy whom you're desperately trying to convince to publicly clear you, whom you will later fire, whom you will later threaten with a vague claim that you may have.
Yeah. Keith Olbermann's amazing.
Right. He is so fucking good.
But that's the point. I mean, he goes on to talk about how he's like, seriously, this is what you bring up? Yeah. This is what you bring up? I had nothing to do with Russian hookers. That's primary on Trump's mind. You know why?
Yeah.
Because it's probably real.
Man, did MSNBC let him go?
Yes.
What a fucking fail. Fail, fail, fail. He's awesome. You're a loser.
I understand he may be difficult.
Good. He's good. Of course he is. He should be. The guy's fucking good. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, he cares about what the fuck he's going to talk about.
But I don't
know
if he's difficult to, like, the crews and stuff like that. I think he's difficult to his bosses and they don't like it.
Oh yeah. He does.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Do you think you want to call downstairs and maybe suggest to Keith that he not concentrate on something?
Which is why, I mean, GQ got a lot of shit for putting on this, the resistance. This is
really,
this is produced by GQ. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but don't.
And,
I love it.
And, they're saying it's the best. It's by far their most popular videos.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish Keith Olbermann would just sit, chain him down that chair and just make him talk all day. I can watch it whatever the fuck I want.
What's he going to do when Trump gets impeached and everything?
Oh, you don't think they'll be...
He's going to have to do a new show.
There's always bullshit.
I'm assuming the glass is half full and we're still going to get through this.
We've got unscathed. A long time before all these GOP motherfuckers slowly melt into mulch. So there's always going to be bullshit.
A lot of criticism be happening now on the social medias.
Oh, yes.
Over Megyn Kelly. Mega Santa is white, goddammit, Kelly.
But now, you know, I'm supposed to accept her on MSNBC like she never said something so racist.
Yeah, I don't get it. I saw another article about, like, why is MSNBC doing this when, at a time when... The liberal media is starting to soar.
Yes.
Why would you put Greta Van Susteren? Why would you put fucking Megyn Kelly on the network? Why infuse
frustrating.
It with more? Bring back Keith Olbermann.
I would be,
get
if I was
Janine
MS-
Garofalo on there.
Yes.
I mean, bring back the real profound obnoxious libs.
But that guy Sam Cedar that does a show on fucking iTunes or whatever, yeah. Put him on MSNBC. Let's get fucking real. I mean, if I was in charge of MSNBC, I'd be like, look at all this bullshit he's getting for GQ. Who the fuck is GQ? Go buy him. Tell him, find out how much money he wants. Put him in that anchor chair. What the fuck?
But inexplicably, they're like going middle of the road.
Fuck that.
I don't really get it.
Middle of the road. Shit.
I think I even tweeted something earlier about that. Andrew something. I forget what the guy's name is. It's the head of MSNBC.
Ooh, wee wee.
Andrew Lack.
Yes.
And because people are upset that Megyn Kelly, who last week had that interview with Uncle Nipples.
Yes.
Vladimir Putin. And they felt that she kind of normalized him a little too much. Like, there wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Why are you killing?
Why are you killing
why
journalists?
Are you killing journalists kind of thing.
You're a tyrant.
And now this week, she interviewed Alex Jones. And many sane people on the internet are a little pissed off. They're like, why are you giving this guy more of a platform,
yes,
to normalize him?
What the fuck, dude?
And especially, you're gonna do it on MSNBC and it's Megyn Kelly, so I'm assuming it ain't gonna be from the liberal standpoint that this guy is a total batshit loon. They're probably gonna try to be fair and balanced.
But who knows? Right. Alex Jones is already losing his mind a wee little bit over it.
Because it's a day ending in Y.
And
bananas.
I think he's not sure exactly how he's going to be handled. I think he may be a little worried about Megyn Kelly's.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm just thinking about Alex Jones. He's so odd, you know. He's like, I could see him losing his mind trying to open like a fucking single serving of yogurt, you know, plastic thing you got to pull over.
Everything is fucking Greek theater. Yeah,
it's crazy as fuck.
Here's a little bit of Alex Jones from the other day talking about his interview.
Oh my God,
Megyn Kelly!
I can't wait.
When we do the right thing, we join our ancestors in the great quest.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Amazing.
When we do our right thing, we join our ancestors' great quest. Right thing, we join our ancestors in the great quest. In God's great plan. Yeah. The new world order will fail. It will fall. All of these arrogant sellouts that serve the globalist program.
I believe Megyn Kelly is the...
Is she an arrogant
sellout? Supporting the globalist program.
Globalist. Will be punished in this life.
Oh, yeah.
No shit.
They all lie to themselves and think they're part of the power elite. I told Megyn Kelly last night while she was kind of snickering about world government and forced population control. I said, pediatric cancer.
Snickering about world government and forced population control.
Is that pediatric
chemtrails?
Cancer? He says chemtrails gives us pediatric cancer, kills the kids, which gives us population control.
I guess. And she was laughing at his idiocy. He didn't like that at all.
Can I understand him for a second?
No.
He thinks that is created by the New World Order, who is like Beyonce and Kanye and like, you know, Robert Downey Jr., famous people.
Sure. They all lie to themselves. They all lie to themselves. Oops. Will be punished in this life.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They all lie to themselves and think they're part of the power elite.
Lie to me.
I told Megyn Kelly last night while she was kind of snickering about world government and forced population control.
Yes.
I said pediatric cancers are up over 10,000%. 50 years ago, a doctor would fly across the country to see a child with cancer. Now you go to the mall, to your left, to your right. The kids have got their shaved heads. They've got their brain surgery marks all over them.
Oh my God.
Come on,
I mean,
man.
I know when I was in one restaurant, there was like four kids, just, you could tell, like brain surgery, stumbling around. You know?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What the fuck?
I'm trying to have a nice, big, thick steak, and I got a bunch of cancer kids running into this stuff next to me.
These cancer kids are fucking gumming up the words at the salad bar.
One of those little fuckers barfed in the cheese fountain.
Yeah, trying to get the soft serve ice cream, cancer kid. Get out of the way.
Stumbling around.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I can't eat.
Restaurant that was like four kids, just, you could tell, like brain surgery, stumbling around, you know, with their motor functions hacked in half, whatever hellish testing they'd gone through, poor little babies. And I said, surely by the time you're an old woman, most of your family will be dead from cancer. And I said, your children are going to die of cancer.
Well, thanks for a great Chuck E. Cheese event.
Oh, shit. I'm going to look at going to the, I'm going to be a lot more observant at the fucking restaurant.
Yeah.
Hey, cancer kids, keep your distance.
He's trying to have a burger and he's like,
don't ruin my meal.
Surely by the time you're an old woman, most of your family will be dead from cancer.
Did he tell
you? Your children are going to die of cancer. And the people around were like, whoa.
Yeah, this is Alex Jones at a dinner party.
Did he say this to Megyn Kelly?
No. He's recounting a dinner event.
Oh, okay. Wow.
With cancer kids stumbling around
Jesus Christ.
Her crew, she had a big, they're like, whoa, can we spend that?
Oh, he did say that.
Cancer. And I said, I'm not hoping they die of cancer. But I said, surely no. That if it's 10,000+% now, that's an old number, it's going to be 20,000, 30,000, 40,000%. Just
can't have anything to do with global capitalism and horrible pollutants and the nasty shit they put in the water and in food and the horrible additives they allow.
Is he saying
the fucking pesticide that the Trump administration just said, ignore the science that shows that it's going to kill people? Let's use it anyway.
Didn't they say you could dump chemicals in the fucking water?
Sure.
Oh, fuck it. I mean, hold on a second.
The next few decades, it's estimated.
Childhood cancer is up 10,000%.
I think he says that. Okay. I don't know that that's
give me the
accurate.
Figures. Give me the figures on that. I just want to make sure we're, you know.
And it's going to kill your children, Megan. Yeah. You're going to outlive your children, Megan. And I've got children on this planet, too, as well, and I want to reverse this. So you think about working for those psychopaths. Go ahead and show some pictures of her. You think about working for the New World Order long and hard, and everybody at Media Matters and all the rest of it, you think about that. Because you can have that painted-on Joker smile all you want.
Painted-on Joker smile. And he's showing a picture of her that apparently he took when they were riding in the car together. And, yes. And she's smiling at the camera. You can have that painted-on Joker smile all you want.
Is he going to feel bad or no. something if Megan... Okay, anyway. Say, you know.
Media Matters and all the rest of it, you think about that. Because you can have that painted-on Joker smile all you want. And those lawyer sociopath eyes.
Oh, my God.
But at the end of the day, I've spoken the truth. And I've warned you. Ooh. And I've laid out the facts.
Oh, yes. Please.
Because I have basic humanity. And I know that's not the trendy mainline culture that's pushed. And I'm not even singling Megyn Kelly out and you know, saying she's the end-all.
I like to fight. I like to fight.
But not feminine.
Not
cold.
Not feminine.
Oh, shit.
Now he's going to shit on Megyn Kelly. She's not feminine.
Get out the saran wrap.
Yeah. I wanted to check her for a dick.
Now, is he, when you say shit on her, I want to make sure this is right. Are we talking
in
a Cleveland steamer?
No,
or a hot Carl with or without the plastic?
He eats a lot of meat. It can't be pretty.
I'm going to say we need the plastic on this.
Well, yeah. And you know, saying she's the end-all, be-all of evil. But not feminine. Cold. Robotic. Dead. I felt zero attraction to Megyn Kelly.
I felt zero attraction to Megyn Kelly.
She looks feminine to me. I don't know.
That's not an insult to Megyn Kelly. I talked to a lot of the folks that know her. They said, no, it's the same. Because you're dealing with
someone with a brain who has an agenda that I don't agree with, but she has a brain, and right. she doesn't put up with this shit.
Sure.
And she probably just looked at him like he was the big pile of turd that he is.
Yeah, and so
he didn't like it.
He's saying that she shouldn't be offended by him saying she's dead, unhuman,
right.
robotic.
Yeah.
I'm not remotely attracted to her.
I didn't
want to
blow a load on her at all.
And by the way, Megan,
not even on her face or her back.
Your children, they're going to die horribly of childhood cancer, okay? Right. Don't be offended.
That's not an insult to Megyn Kelly. I talked to a lot of the folks that know her. They said, no, it's the same. Because you're dealing with sociopath, psychopath. I don't know. But I wanted to see it for myself.
Meanwhile, they're showing very nice pictures of her.
Well, I mean, he didn't feel like she was feminine.
The girl next door.
What?
Sitting there with the toad.
The girl next door.
God. Oh, man.
The girl next door. Sitting there with the toad creature.
It's a picture of her and him.
And again, she can come off like the sweetest, nicest person. She told me point blank in a long phone conversation that she wasn't going to get into the things and wasn't going to focus on the things that I knew she was coming for. And then...
You mean like Sandy Hook, you asshole?
Pizzagate. All the bullshit. Sandy Hook truth thing, dude? Yeah, what the fuck?
For 90 minutes. That was the last interview of three yesterday. She did everything she said she wouldn't in spades. And I knew that.
He's pissed.
How many times a week does our president talk to this fucking guy?
I don't too much.
That is disturbing. Does that not bother you, Trumpalos? Probably love it.
So there you go. That's him whining, pissing, and moaning. I think he's worried about where the Megyn Kelly interview might be going.
You know, when Trump calls this lunatic, I mean, I can't imagine what I would love to hear recordings of that shit. But God, imagine the toothless, warm, soft, wet blowjob fucking Schittler gets from this loon over the phone. You know, who knows? Who knows? I don't know. Were you there?
I don't know. Here's a little bit of the Alex Jones spectacular on the Comey hearing days.
Oh, shit.
Day, I mean. Here's a little.
Losing his mind.
Little taste.
My head is spinning. I have never been running around like a chicken with my head cut off like I've been the last few hours, because the clips were about to start playing now and then ongoing as the hearing continues. This is beyond a nothing burger. This is a treason burger. Like,
what did he's I not order? Talking about Trump. He's talking about Comey.
Oh, yes. It's a treason burger. Yummy, yummy.
Meanwhile, there is a clip also out there. I don't know if I saw it where I saw it. Raw Stories, Media Matters, one of the lib sites.
Fuck
that shows Chris Wallace, one of the few adults over at Fox News, quote
yes.
unquote, talking with the Fox in the Morning morons.
Yes.
A couple of them. Yeah, I don't think it was either of the heavy hitters. I think it was just a couple of like weekend ninnies, maybe.
Right.
And it wasn't Doothy. Or Kilmeade. It was just a couple of regular Fox loons. But they were talking about the Comey hearing and everything, and they used the term, it's proof that it's just such a big nothing burger. And then Chris Wallace comes in and edumacates them and says, on the contrary, this is everything but a big nothing burger, and here's why. Because Comey said this and Comey said that. Putting out
right
the adult version of yes. what happened, what Comey said. And you should see their faces. Their poor,
yeah.
sad little faces get so deflated, and they don't know what to do. They're like, what do you mean?
Hey, listen.
This man's saying something bad about Trump. How do we handle this?
Chris Wallace showed up. Chris Wallace showed up, and he can read.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, dickheads?
This is a treason burger, ladies and gentlemen. Comey admits he leaked the memo.
Of a conversation that Fuck is not you. Classified.
Yes.
There's nothing. When his stupid shyster ambulance chaser Ooh. Of a cartoonish lawyer came out
right. oh,
with
yeah.
their statements, by the way, which when they printed them out, the releases were riddled with grammatical and spelling errors.
Fuck you.
They're threatening that they're going to file all these complaints about Comey.
Dude.
Go ahead. It's like if I said, I'm going to file a complaint to Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
That's as equal as...
Yeah.
Actually, my complaint to Chick-fil-A would probably mean more.
Oh, absolutely.
Than these assholes complaining to the Intelligence Committee. Because nobody has any jurisdiction over him. And what he did was not illegal. The leaking. He didn't leak classified materials. He leaked something that happened, and now he's a private citizen.
You mean Comey didn't do anything like, oh, I don't know, he mentions a report in a paper and he's coordinating these mentions with some weird media gulag in fucking Russia, that he's not doing that kind of evil fucking right. shit? God damn it.
Can't tell Alex.
To the New York Times, which they then admit got the story wrong. Oh, so
not
they
true.
Used a memo, misrepresented what was in it
not
to
true.
Hurt the president. That's what I told you day one. Then he wouldn't give the memo to Congress. So he admits he gave this memo to a friend in the press.
He gave, but he did say he has already provided the memo to Mueller.
Mueller. Isn't it Mueller?
Mueller.
Listen, fuck! Alex Jones has also said, I remember right before he said over and over again, he's very sure that he would not be surprised if Obama ignited a nuclear bomb
yes.
on the soil of the U.S. so he could stay in office longer. He suggested that shit
yes.
many times.
Yep.
So whatever. Fuck him.
We've only got about not long left. Let me play this clip really quickly, too. Yeah. This is Alex Jones with Jerome Corsi, another writer.
You know, you've worked in and around presidents. You've known Trump 40 plus years. You did, you know, secretive work for the State Department as a consultant. You're a Harvard, you know, top graduate in international finance. I mean, you know what you're talking about. You're a three-time number one New York Times bestseller. And for people that are just joining us, I mean, you don't just say stuff like this. They're clearly preparing this So let me ask you, then we're going to break and go right back to calls from Tom and John and Stephen and Morgan and O'Brien and Sam and everybody. What should Trump do? I mean, he needs to get aggressive, call them out. Sessions needs to start indicting some of these people.
Well, the presidency has enormous power, and Trump better start using it. Better start realizing that in Washington, all these people are his enemies.
All these people are his enemies.
Fire Priebus. Don't wait until the end of June, as he says he's going to give him more time. Just fire him. Get rid of all the people in the administration who have been there from Clinton and from Obama. Get rid of them. And start using the Department of Justice and the FBI to investigate Comey, Clinton, and the others. Fight back. Counterattack.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Purge. What does that sound like?
It sounds like
a little Stalin-y.
Well, it sounds like what he's doing. How disturbing.
Absolutely. Look, this is such sedition against the country and the attempted overthrow of our republic by clear outside forces. I'd support the president right now moving against these people physically.
Physically. Physically. He wants to come after people like us. Physically.
Support the president right now moving against these people physically. I mean, let's be honest. We're in a war. I would support the president making a military move on him right now. The country's in that big a crisis. We need to go ahead and move.
Now buy some dick pills from InfoWars. And a gun safe.
It's a hard-on pill. Oh, man.
Holy shit, we got to go really quickly here. Thanks for joining us this lovely Monday. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, then we're on Stitcher, then we're at crabdiving.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile. I did it backwards. Now you say mine.
Go to. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to at RatedRComedy on Twitter or Instagram or RatedRComedy.com. Don't forget to buy shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com. Amazon/Amazon helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
We get paid.
We will be back tomorrow with more of this stuff, everybody.
I got a life force! I got a life force!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.